Andrea, does that sound familiar? You were just in Pennsylvania, and you were also just in Florida, too.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting for Lou, as his signs call him, up in northeastern Pennsylvania, because those counties are overwhelmingly Democrat in their registration. And we're going to see the sort of brew of national and local issues in the outcome of those congressional races.
Well, nowhere is that brew more intense than in Florida. Rhonda Victor joins us from a polling place in West Kendall, in one of the suburbs of, is it Miami?
Yes, it is, John.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks so much for being with us. You are getting ready to vote, right?
No, sir. I voted a week and a half ago, I'm pleased to say.
You know, which is
Which
is the other interesting thing about Florida. You did have early voting, unlike Pennsylvania. There may be a tsunami today, but you've already had many, many people come to the polls. What are you seeing?
We've had almost a one-fourth of the entire electorate of the state of Florida has either voted early or via absentee ballot. And people across the state are really hopeful, with their fingers crossed, that that's going to make things go a little smoothly this year.
What's it look like right where you are?
Where I'm at, I'm seeing about 200 people in line. I'm at a middle school where a portable classroom has been converted to a polling place. It is steady, but I have to say that it's very, very slow. They're only allowing 8 people into the room at a time. We have just switched to our third type of voting equipment in the past 8 years, which is a bubble-in ballot and an optical scanner. And it takes a bit of time for people to fill out those ballots and then scan them in. They only have 8 booths for people to fill out the ballots and then 2 optical scanners. So it is moving slowly. People have been in line. It's almost an hour since the polls opened at 7 o'clock. People started lining up here at 5:30 a.m., and many of those people that were here prior to 7 o'clock are still in line.
Is there a mix of people, or is it the people you typically see on Election Day?
Well, I see voters. I can tell you that this precinct is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. We have a little more than half of the registrants here are of Hispanic origin, and the rest mixed of everybody else. And I'm seeing all ages. I am, from old to kids on skateboards.
All right, and you're a reporter for who exactly? I just don't have the information.
I actually am a reporter for the Miami Herald.
Well, the Miami Herald, of course.
The Miami Herald, which broadcasts on NPR affiliate WLRN.
Absolutely. Actually, you guys share a newsroom there, Rhonda. So,
well, we have the radio studios are in the middle of the Miami Herald newsroom, and we broadcast on WLRN, which is the NPR affiliate for South Florida.
Why is Florida so close at this point?
You know, people from Florida are from all other parts, not only of this country, but other countries, especially south of the border, and they're very passionate in how they feel. It's generally, you know, there's considered the states divided in half, or South Florida a little more urban, a little more liberal, except for the Cuban-American population, which tends to lean quite conservative. North Florida is more considered the southern part of the United States. There's Bible Belt. They're very conservative. And then the central part of the state, what's known as the I-4 corridor that stretches from, like, Daytona Beach through Orlando into Tampa, is a hodgepodge of it all. It's kind of where red and blue mixes into purple.
and we'll be watching it all, Rhonda. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Good luck.